This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The number of American workers who said they'd missed work because of childcare problems rose to an all-time high last month, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And despite all the attention over the past few years, the childcare industry still has about 88,000 fewer workers than before the pandemic. For the next installment of our series, My Economy, the story of one daycare center in Buffalo and how it's changed.
My name is Dasha Natalinsky, and I work as the cook and a worker owner at the Rose Garden Early Childhood Center. My mother is the founder, so the Rose in Rose Garden is from my grandma's name, and it's also my middle name, so there's lots of family connection. But it also felt important to me personally to bring it into this co-op structure. In the spring of 2020, we did shut down for about a month, I believe, and this was to put in place COVID safety requirements. But we reopened for the summer, and the workload was bigger than it used to be in a place where it always is a hard workload in early childcare. With much of the staff gone or leaving, our best option was to close with plans to reopen if we could train and staff properly and, most importantly, get a director.
My name is Shay Akers. I was brought on as part of the new generation, so to speak. Jokingly, I would say that I was an archaeologist. I spent a lot of my time going through our files and our organization. A lot of my job was to figure out ways to retain employees. In Buffalo, New York, a living wage is $17.49 an hour, and that became our base pay. We raised tuition slightly, and we also committed to a plan of raising prices every 3 years. We had some pushback for it. I would like it to be more accessible in regards to low income. And we have thought about various ways we can do that, whether it is with New York State or federal social services. But we don't want our staff to have to be doing two or three jobs and sacrifice their lives or their families. We picked September 6th to be our first day and reopened.
It felt very triumphant to be back and open and have kids here and hear children's voices. All of it felt like a return to what once was and also what we had been working so hard for.
That was Dasha Natalinsky and Shay Akers in Buffalo, New York. You can tell us about your economy at marketplace.org.